After of 331 to 330 BC, Bessus had aligned himself with other disillusioned satraps, including Nabarzanes, the court's chiliarch, and Barsientes, satrap of Arachosia. Their plan was as ruthless as it was daring: assassinate Darius and present his head to Alexander, hoping to secure their own survival and perhaps high positions in the new Macedonian order that was fast approaching. The assassination took place in 330 BC, along a dusty road near Hecatompylos. Darius, exhausted from months of flight, was resting in his carriage when Bessus and his allies made their move. Accounts suggest they first urged Darius to surrender to Alexander. When he refused, Bessus ordered him stabbed and left to die. The great king lingered in agony, his last breaths spent cursing his betrayers. Bessus, however, saw this as his moment of triumph. He immediately declared himself King of Kings, taking the royal title Artaxerxes V, and demanded the loyalty of the remaining Persian troops. His first act as the new ruler? Preserve Darius's head in salt and send it to Alexander as a token of loyalty and submission. But Bessus had gravely misread his opponent. When the ornate box containing Darius's head reached Alexander's camp, the young conqueror's fury was immediate and absolute. Far from being grateful, Alexander was disgusted. To him, Darius had been a worthy rival, a legitimate king, and to see him cut down by his own nobles was an unforgivable insult. Alexander ordered the execution of Bessus's envoys on the spot and swore a solemn oath to hunt down the assassin to the ends of the earth. Darius's remains were given full royal honors, buried with the dignity befitting a monarch, and Alexander made it clear: this was not just war, this was personal vengeance. From that day in 330 BC, Bessus became the most wanted man in the known world. His hopes of currying favor had evaporated. Now he was Alexander's most hated enemy. The Macedonian king even paused other campaigns to focus on the pursuit, pouring resources into the hunt. Bessus fled east into his native Bactria, confident that its rugged mountains and loyal tribes would shield him. There, he rallied what forces he could, counting on local resistance to keep Alexander's troops at bay. For a time, it worked. Between 330 and 329 BC, Bessus waged a guerrilla war against the Macedonians. His forces struck quickly, ambushed isolated units, and vanished into the terrain before Alexander.